Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another radio show on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we have our friend Francine on once a month to give us guidance and teachings and to do readings and everything for us. So we're really excited to have her back on. She's on every month. Roughly, we try to get her on the third Wednesday of every month, but sometimes that slides a little bit. And as you know, she's on from 11 to noon Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of the show, you can get it off of the replays and everything like that. So if you haven't done so already, go over and check out her website. It's francinesangels.com. And make sure to sign up for her newsletter. She has all kinds of goodies, and she actually does a couple angel readings that she includes in the newsletter and stuff like that. And when you're over on her website on the main page, you'll see that she has a free meditation. You actually get a guided meditation when you sign up for the newsletter, so that's a nice free gift that comes when you do that. And then right on the front page there where it talks about a radio show, there's a link where you can go and actually pull up all her past shows. So if you want to go into the archives and find her shows easier, you can do it from her website, which is francinesangels.com. So with that, Francine, are you there?
I'm here.
Good
morning,
it's always great
everybody.
To have you on.
How's it going, Mark?
I'm doing great. I'm going to go ahead and just mute myself and go screen some callers. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and the sun is shining. It's a gorgeous day. Everything's starting to bloom. We laughed this morning because the birds were up like around 5:30, and I could hear my grandson say, oh, can't they just be quiet because the windows were open. So to me, I feel like they're singing louder than ever. They're just so grateful that we finally got spring. All right, Mark mentioned everything with my website, which saves me some time. And I'm not going to do a guided meditation today. I came across an old book, and out of it slid an old poem that I had at least 10 years ago. And so I wanted to read that instead, and that will give us a lot more time for call-ins. I can answer more of your questions. So I'm going to begin with that today. All right, I want you to all relax and just open up your minds and hearts. The name of the poem is called The Invitation by Araya Mountain Dreamer. And I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. It really rings through even today, even though it was 10 years ago that I found this. All right, and it begins. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals or have become shriveled and closed from fear or further pain. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, be realistic, or remember the limitations of being human. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it is not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live without failure, yours, mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver moon, yes. It doesn't interest me who you know, where you live, or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you can truly like the company you keep, especially in the empty moments. And that's by, that again, in case you want to look it up, it's by Araya Mountain Dreamer. And I thank you all for listening, and I'd love to get started so we have a lot more time for your readings today. All right, do we have anyone on the line?
Yeah, we have a lot of people on the line.
Yay, we're excited.
Yes, we are. All right, let's go ahead and let's bring Lynn on. Lynn, you're on with Francine.
Hi, good morning, Francine. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Lynn. How
Hi,
are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Francine. I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy to be speaking with you all this morning.
Me too. What's your
question?
And where, do you mind saying where you're from? I love to hear where people are from.
Hollywood, California.
Oh, you got up early for us.
I did.
It's only around 8
I
o'clock.
I did.
Thank you. I'm so happy I did.
Thank you.
And what's your question?
I have a love life question. I have been spending some time with someone, and I'd like to know if you feel or see if it will develop into something beyond a friendship, something kind of long-term.
Okay. Are you studying with this person or teaching them something?
Well, let's see. I don't know. Well, we're learning things from each other, and but I'm not specifically, like, intentionally teaching.
Teach or learn. And when I pull the one card out, it is the soulmate card, honey. So there's potential for soulmate there.
Yeah.
Are you a patient woman, though? Because he's been so hurt by women, he's not going to advance quickly. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
So if you're a patient woman, he's soulmate material. He seems like he's open to the spiritual world, too. Is that true?
Yes.
Good. And do you do something with dancing?
I used to dance.
Oh, your angels want to know why you don't anymore, even for your own good.
Oh, yeah. I love dancing. I've danced when I was a very young child, and, you know, I always loved dancing. I love the dance world. I love that.
Good. Well, take them out dancing tonight.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Oh, I love that. Yes.
He just might need to be loosened up a little. I just feel like two women have really hurt him,
okay,
including his mom. Do you know anything about his mom?
Not very much has been spoken concerning the mom. So, and I've kind of wondered about that because I speak to my mother all the time. And, you know, but I haven't heard a lot about
That'll come up in time. Doesn't mean that his mom's not a good woman. It just feels he feels he's been disappointed by her. And have you lost your grandfather on your mom's side?
Yes.
He's right behind you. Do you feel his presence?
Oh, yes. So often. And, he used to smoke a cigar, a King James cigar. And there have been moments when I told my one daughter, I said, I just had like a, a crazy restaurant before, a King James cigar. And I'm like, oh, my God, my granddad. He must
That's
be
exactly, and they do love, it's called clairsentience, where they love, clairgustance, I'm sorry, where they love to send smells so that you'll know they're around. And it can be at your highest moments, or it can be at your lowest moments.
Yeah.
But he says he's all around you.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And you know what else, Lynn? A new job opportunity. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Because
good.
I have been the last couple of days, the last 2 days or so, I've been like, okay, I'm wanting to do something. You know, what is it that I should do? And, kind of asking that, that question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just giving you clarity today because you're a people person. You need to be with people.
Yes. It's so. Yes.
Well, thank you. And keep it in touch. I'd love to hear good news.
Thank you so much, Francine. And my God bless
you.
Nice. I have a wonderful week. Thank you.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty. All right, Fran, you're on with Francine.
Hey,
good
Fran.
Morning. Good morning, Francine.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I love that poem you started off with.
Isn't that amazing?
It was fabulous.
Make sure you look it up because it just, when it popped out of the book, I thought, oh, no guided meditation this month. We're going to listen to this beautiful poem.
It was fabulous. Fabulous.
Good. Fran, you don't have to tell me what city, but where are you from?
The greater Boston area.
Oh, all right. So we're almost neighbors.
We are.
All right. And do you have a question?
I do. It's future career-related, work-related. Kind of just trying to decide what my next step should be and when.
Honey, you're a high healer. You must know this.
Mm-hmm.
You're anointed to use your healing gifts. Are you a counselor?
Yes.
Ah, so why aren't we using these gifts?
Well, that's a very good question.
Is it fear?
Is it fear? Obviously it must be if it's I'm not using it, right?
Yeah, so we're giving you a push today, me and your angels and everyone listening, because I know, whether it's through the phone or someone's in my angel room, I know a great healer when I hear one. And you've been put here to do great things. Even your hands are amazing, they tell me. Do you do any Reiki? Do you do Reiki, polarity?
Yes.
Excellent. We just got to get you out there.
Right.
And the one thing my angels tell me is you're lonely. No person, no soulmate in your life.
No, where is he?
Okay. They want to know why you're not going out to meet him.
Not sure where to go. Where do I go?
All right. Do you ever go online or on any of the websites?
Well, I've done that, but I haven't done it recently because I'm just kind of get tired of it and just kind of gets old after a while.
It does. There's a new one, though. I think it's called Tinker.
Tinker?
Yeah. It's brand new. Someone just told me about it yesterday.
Okay.
See, the
so
Tinker
do you see
or Tinker?
Do you see anybody in my future?
Let's see. Can I draw three cards?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Yep, I got new love. It's within a four, so it could be within 4 weeks, 4 months, no later than next April.
Okay.
I also see surrender and release. Are you mad at a father figure?
Yes.
I feel like you won't let a new man in because of this. Does that make sense?
That could. Didn't make that connection before, but that's good to. That's a good piece of information for me to look at. Yeah, that could.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling.
You need to let the anger of a father figure go, or an ex-husband, or someone in your, someone who comes in your path a lot that you just need to forgive.
Okay. Well, there was a recent passing of my father that I felt betrayed by some stuff I found out after he died. So, yeah, it's new. It's recent.
All right. So if it's recent, forgive yourself. Let that go. And in time, you'll see, as you start to forgive him, you'll see this new man comes even closer. And your next card, I love this, is intention. You're going to set all new goals for yourself. I should Skype these because you're not going to believe it. I'd love for you to see the cards. Intention is next. I won't recognize you next year at this time. You set brand new intentions for yourself.
Perfect.
I almost feel like
getting introduced to somebody tomorrow night. Is that, you think?
Give me the first initial.
I don't even know. I don't even know now.
All right, you're going to get mad, but I feel he's more of a frog than a prince.
Okay, well, that's fine.
All right, it just means that he's a nice guy, but, and I hope I'm wrong, call me back and let me know, but he's feeling like a frog.
That's okay.
Is he a family friend?
So I guess my question was initially about, like, I'm thinking about, like, jumping off the deep end as far as giving up my current career and moving into more of the healing stuff. I guess I'm worried about taking that risk.
Yeah, and so did I. I quit 3 jobs to do what I'm doing. And
you did.
Spirit led me the whole time. Don't you get up in the morning, Fran, and feel like I'm going to work, but it's not my life's work?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's your angel's way of saying to you, what are you doing? We want you down this area.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a way to do it slow? Will you give up your job halfway?
Well, that's what I've been trying to do, but it hasn't worked out that way, but... Yeah, I'm hoping to.
Well, send me some of your cards when you put your shingle out. I'll promote you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Do you see I'm moving my future?
Let's see. Not quite yet. Nope. Why do I feel like I see packing boxes, but you're not ready. What does that mean? Like you haven't found a place or you're not looking actively?
Or I haven't closed yet.
Ah, when are you closing?
The end of the month.
Ah, you're not packed yet?
No.
Why?
Oh, not the end of this month, the end of next month.
Oh, all right, because usually angels show me, I do see packing books, but not a lot of them. Does that make sense? So start packing, you're leaving.
Okay,
that sounds
good.
Why do I feel it's bittersweet for you, though?
Yes, because the person where I'm living, they don't want me to leave. And it's very sad.
Oh, but you're starting your new future. You're actually saying to God in the universe, see, I want changes. I'm moving.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Keep in touch. I want to hear the good news.
Well, Francine, you know me.
I do?
It's Fran.
I can't say from where. Okay, it's Fran. Who did the great healing on me.
That's right.
Oh, Fran, please promise me you'll pursue this.
I will.
Oh, honey, I did not recognize your voice. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem. No. It's all good. That's all good.
Oh,
yeah.
Keep in touch and get yourself out there. You know you're amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll talk about that more.
Your dad's death, you'll see. He'll come to you in ways that are so healing.
Yeah, my mother has, so I'm sure my dad will too.
When did he pass?
He passed last month.
I didn't know that. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care.
Okay, great. Thanks for talking to me. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hi, this is Laura.
Who do I have?
This is Laura.
What's your name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you from, if you don't mind saying? You can say what state. You don't have to give me the city.
I'm in New Jersey.
Yay. And how's everything in New Jersey today?
It's good. It's kind of down.
Do I know you, too? What's the question for today?
Do you see any big changes coming for me? Anything with career or love life or even making a move? Anything?
Career, love life, and move. Let's see what your angels say. First of all, Laura, why don't you love yourself? That's half your battle right now. Why are you doing such self-loathing?
I don't know.
Instead of looking at all of this as new opportunities, you're just beating yourself up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of, because I'm not really where I thought I was going to be in life.
Yeah, and is that okay?
No.
What if you're just reinventing yourself? What were you doing prior to this?
What do you mean? You mean with my career?
What job were you doing?
I'm just developing training.
Okay, and do you like it?
I'm good at it, but I wouldn't say I like it.
All right, so what kind of a job do you want?
I'd like to be doing something where I'm helping people get back on their feet and believe in themselves.
Wow. So what do you think you can do to get yourself out there to do that? What do you think your title would be? Would it be healer? Because you're already a healer. You just have to find your niche. Do you see that?
Yeah,
and was there a job but it got away?
There was a job in North Carolina that I thought would have been great for me, but they never contacted me.
Okay. I don't want you to beat yourself up about that. I don't feel the move would have been positive at this point anyway. So stop thinking about that one. I just feel like you're beating yourself up over a job opportunity. I see a job for you within a six. I hope it's June. I hope it's next month. But it's either 6 weeks or 6 months, but I keep seeing the number six.
I had a Skype interview.
Good.
And now they're bringing me in for an in-person interview on Friday, but it's only for a one-year contract.
So take it for a year. At least you got your foot in the door. Is it helping people?
No, I don't think so. I think it's still the same type of thing where I'll be developing training, but I'm kind of stagnated where I am right now, so it's moving me. I think it's a better move, but it's not the perfect move.
So do it for a year and see if you like it. You know what? We can heal people in any environment. Do you know that? A kind word, a smile. It doesn't matter where you're working.
Yeah.
Maybe a year from now you get enough confidence to say, I want to do something different. Can I shuffle some cards for you?
Sure.
Good. All right. I'm going to see if love life comes up next. We got career. Why do I feel you don't want to move? Because the next one is divine timing. Are you reluctant to move?
But I want a house. I really do.
So stay where you are until you can afford it. Will you do that? Because your next card is friendship. You meet a man that comes in who becomes such a dear friend. I bet it's at the new job, too.
That would be nice.
And I want to say something like Josh, Jason, something with a J. You'll see. You meet a dear, he just comes in as a friend, and then he will want more. I feel like he's disconnecting from someone he's with right now. And the next one is retreat. Would you stop beating yourself up? You're too hard on yourself, Laura. What have you done today that's good for yourself?
I'm making a move to get into another job.
Yay. So look at the positive things. By next month, you'll be in this new job, and he works there. So how's that?
That's great.
It is amazing. Will you keep in touch with me?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And I don't see you moving yet. Maybe you move once you meet him.
Well, he's Is he going to be a romance or more just a friend?
He starts off as a friendship. It starts off slow because he has to disconnect. He may be dating someone a few years. It will turn into romance if you're patient. I hope you're a patient woman.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, I'd rather have a love start off as a friendship. I really would, because that means you get to know them first.
No, I agree with that. I think that's the best way to get
him. And he does have glasses. I hope you don't mind glasses. He's very handsome.
Oh, what color hair does he have?
Very dark hair.
Dark hair. Okay.
Yep. Looks like a dark brown. All right. You enjoy the rest of your day, Laura.
You too.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Is this the first time I've read for you?
I think you have before, but it's been a good while.
Okay, and what's your question? Where are you from? Just give me the state.
Pennsylvania.
Ooh. I have another friend out in Pennsylvania. Okay, what's your question?
Well, my question is, I had a job interview on May 8th, and I wanted to see what you thought about that. It was I work for the state now, and this would be a transfer for me to another agency.
All I keep hearing is the word delay. Have they called you to say there's been a delay?
No.
Have you called them?
No, he told me that it would be a couple weeks. I sent him a thank you email because we're like in the same, you know what I mean? Like they put everybody's emails all in the same, I don't want to say database, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in the
I
same
know what
email
you,
area.
Yeah, the,
and,
job, the job is yours. There's just a delay shifting people around. Does that make sense to you? Amy?
No, because the person that I would be replacing, she's already retired.
And who's
so,
taking... Okay. Why do I feel there's a delay then? What's going on?
I'm not sure unless they... say, I don't know if they've contacted, because anybody I've spoken to, they haven't contacted my personal references now, my work, where I'm currently working at. I don't know if they've contacted my direct boss, because I don't know if he told me that, and that's where I'm iffy about, because it's not that I don't do a good job, but I'm concerned of whether what type of reference he'd give me.
Ah, so that's the delay. They're deciding whether or not that they want you for the job. But I just drew a card, and it's positive outcome. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great.
The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope. Hey, they're just going over your resume, honey. The fact that, I mean, I don't know what the problem is, and I don't care to know, but I feel like you're in-house, so obviously you would have one of the first choices, but that's what the delay is. Maybe you could call and set up an interview to just talk with the person that's hiring you and explain. That sound okay? Yeah, and then you just get to stand up for yourself, and what they see on paper is different than you explaining it. And how bad do you want this job?
I wanted it really bad. Do you think maybe they did contact him and he gave me a bad reference?
I don't know. All I feel is there's been a delay around them hiring. So what I would do if I were Amy is I would call and say, what's the delay? Is there any way I can come in for a meeting? That's what I would say.
Well, he's located.
May 8th is a while ago. So
yeah.
Give him a
he
call.
Told
what
me
do
it would
do?
Be a couple weeks. He did tell me, but he's not located where I am. He had to drive up for like from 3 hours.
All right. So May, that would be more like the end of the month then? If you don't hear from them by the end of the month, let's see if you can give them a little call. Or even shoot them an email.
That could work.
Good. And no love life for you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's his first name? Or first initial?
S.
All right, can you go give him a hug today? He doesn't think you care about him anymore. How come?
I've just been having a bad day.
Oh, you're giving him mixed signal. All right, will you give him a hug before the day's over?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Amy, you take care. Call us when you get the job. We love positive feedback.
Okay, I will.
All right, you take care.
Okay, you
bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, what's your first name?
Danielle, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Danielle, you got up early, too.
Well, I had to drop my kids off at school.
Oh, what a good mom you are. What's your question?
Yes, I would love to know if my angels or my spirit guides have any messages for me, actually, with regard to my spiritual work or my psychic and spiritual gifts.
Good.
Please.
Let's ask. You've known you had this gift since you were 7. Is that true?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a bit of memory loss. I had brain surgery, so there's a lot of events that I don't remember. That being one of them.
Ah. What happened? Do you mind if I ask?
I have I have 5 kids. My youngest is just turned 10 yesterday. About 3 weeks after he was born, let me go back. My father and I were really close, and he passed away in March of 2004. I was 7 months pregnant and pregnant with my only boy. Because I had 4 girls, and then I was pregnant with my son when he passed away. That really did a number on me. And I had my son a couple of months later, and 3 weeks after that, I started seeing double, and we went to the doctor, and they did tests and found out that I had this brain tumor. And so they did emergency surgery on me, and I had to learn how to walk, talk, read, write, everything all over again.
Wow.
And yeah. And my memory.
We're glad you're back.
Better.
We're glad you're back, Danielle.
It's
amazing because when I hear of a story like this, it's like your dad had to go, but he sent your beautiful son. Do you see this? It's just a transition. Does your son remind you of your dad?
In a lot of ways, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of
yes.
course. But
and
you've
I definitely
been a
big cross paths.
What did you say?
I definitely believe they crossed paths at some
Absolutely.
Point between his past and my son coming in.
Your dad says he sees you in your dreams. Is that true? Do you remember your dreams?
Unfortunately, no. And my angels and guides have told me it's because of the one medication that I have to take. I have insomnia. And they said that prevents me from remembering my dreams. So I've been slowly trying to wean myself off.
Yeah, good for you. It does block them a little bit, but don't beat yourself up. But, yeah, you've been a healer. Something happened at the age of 7 where you knew that. And is your mom still living?
No, she passed away 4 years later. She passed away in 2008.
Who's the mother figure you're upset with right now? Forgive the mom. Forgive the mom.
It could be my mother. I thought that I had resolved all issues, but in doing some pendulum work, I see that there's still, like in my subconscious, I guess, some things that need to be healed or forgiven that I'm completely unaware of.
Okay. And that may just come to surface at some point, but I feel like your mom didn't have the tools to... She didn't have the correct tools, but she did love you. Do you know that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You were definitely the healer in this family, Danielle. You were, honey. And I just want you to know that your mom She's ready to accept your forgiveness at any time, okay? Your dad was your angel, though, wasn't he?
Yes.
Angel
yes.
on earth. And he's one of your spirit guides now.
Oh.
And who's the oldest child?
Raven. My oldest daughter is Raven.
She's a healer, too. Is she using her gifts?
No, not as of yet. I've tried to make her aware that she does have gifts, and she used to see her spirit guide at school or her guardian angel when she was, like, in maybe second grade or so. And she would be standing there with her friends and say, you guys don't see this woman right here with the white robe on? And her friends be looking at her like, no.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. I've drawn a couple of cards for you. The first one, study. Do you need to take some classes so that you'll feel more comfortable using your gifts?
I love to take classes. I haven't found any that are affordable for me as of yet. But I do want to learn different healing modalities and other techniques as well.
I'm offering a class a virtual class in the fall if you're interested, and we're trying to make it affordable. It's a 6-week course.
Wonderful.
You do get a certificate of completion at the end, so think about it, Daniel. Love to have you in class.
Yes, I just got in your website.
Good. The next one's release and surrender. You have to release the doubt. You can do this. It's just the doubt and the fear, just like Fran earlier. That's the only thing stopping you.
Wow. And, you know, I've tried to do this. I guess maybe I need some guidance on how to do it, because apparently I've been going through this for a couple years now, and I still have it. So I guess I need some guidance on how to accurately release it, because
Release the gifts?
Well, I would like to open up the gifts, but release the doubt.
Okay, so do you do any form of meditation?
Yes.
Good. A guided one or on your own?
Guided meditation. And I do it on my own, but the one that I do on my own is for protection and to open my heart so that I can communicate with my guides, angels, and ascended masters.
And so ask them before meditation to help you to take away all fears. I know that you've sent me as a gifted healer. Could you release all fears from me so that I can use my gifts? Do you open your chakras as well?
Yes, and I always make sure that they're fully balanced.
Close them at the end of the day. You don't want to be woken up during the night. And
right?
the next one's body care. You need to take better care of your body. Do you see that?
Yes, I have a lot of ailments right now. That I'm trying to get together and work on, one of them being my teeth, because I have a bone disorder from the medication they gave me for the brain surgery. And so my teeth started crumbling and falling out, and so I need to get the rest of them pulled out, and I just haven't mustered up the, the components.
No, you will, honey. But another thing, spirit usually won't work with you 100% until you feel good. Like I'll have a day where I don't feel well, and it's ironic, my clients will cancel that day because my guides will tell them to, because they know I'm not going to give 100%. So get your body care on track, and you watch what happens. But in the meantime, if you feel you're with someone and you have a special message, ask if they're open to this. Would you be open to receive a message? I also feel you'd be great at polarity.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, you'd be amazing at that.
And
it might help to heal you.
Really?
Yeah, and you can learn a lot about polarity online in the beginning. I read books in the very beginning because I had questions that no one could answer. There were no schools back then that you could go, or limited schooling. You could go to London. That was one of the hot places to learn, but I just grabbed every book I could and answered a lot of my questions. Get some books on polarity and start using it on yourself.
Okay.
All right, Danielle, I hope to see you in class in the fall.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We are so glad you're with us. We need healers like you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Blessings.
Same to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Francine from the great state of Illinois.
This is Mark. Your voice, I know. I just mentioned you. Did you hear that?
No, actually.
But I said Pennsylvania, so don't get mad at me.
Oh. It's all right.
All right, my friend. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to see if the if my angels had any messages for me.
All right.
And any suggestions on how to do things better in the next couple weeks.
You don't think you're better? I think you've come a long way, my friend.
Well, there's always room to improve.
Oh, absolutely. But if they knew your whole story, they would say, whoa, look at him. Can I draw some cards for you?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to shuffle some and see where your life's going. And I'm going to use my new deck, too. Okay. I'm going to wave my hand over this. Ah, out of the new deck I chose for you, with my eyes closed, determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome. We all know what that means, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I know.
I feel it's
in your love life, but I also feel it's political. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So write the word determination somewhere and stare at it every day.
Alrighty.
All right. Your next one is new beginnings. Are you ready for new beginnings?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I feel like this past year you've wiped the slate clean and started fresh. Everything in your, like you've uncovered all this newness. And I ask you this all the time. Are you moving?
I've thought about it. It just, nothing seems to be a better fit for me than the place I'm at right now, even though I would like to move. Within the next year, I will probably be moving for work.
Okay. I do feel you moving, yeah. But I feel it's a positive move when you do go.
Oh, I think so.
And the next one, you're going to laugh because I'm telling you, I should Skype it so you could see it. The next one is healing, but the third card is soulmate. There's a healing coming with your soulmate, Mark. And you feel it. You know it. It's closer than you think.
Is she coming home?
She's lonely and miserable, and I feel she will be home. I feel like late summer. Has she talked about that?
She's talked about the loneliness part, but she's not wanting to say she's coming home yet.
Yeah, you'll see. It all will come to fruition. And you know what? I just feel like wherever she is, she's done what she needed to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like she went there for a reason or a mission, and it's done, and she's just overstaying now. Yeah, you'll see. But healing and soulmate, we'll take it.
I'll take
and
that all day long.
And your dad is always with you. You know that. Are you dreaming of him?
My dad?
Yep.
I think I dreamt about him this morning. I have the same issue as the previous caller. Unless it's a nightmare, I usually don't remember.
Oh, well, before bed, just ask to make sure your angels don't send you nightmares. If you're having nightmares, it means the last 5 minutes of what you go before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you're just taking all your fears to bed. But your dad's poking through the last week in your dreams, he says. He is so proud of everything you've done. And is there something coming up where you have a lot of paperwork to finish?
Does the November election count?
Yes. But you don't want to do this paperwork. That's not like you.
Well, we just changed computer systems at work, and I can't understand it. I can't get the paperwork I've already done to convert to the new system, so that's frustrating.
So he's saying finish the paperwork. And on a last note, Mark, I just want you to know you've changed my life as much as you think I've changed yours. Does that make sense? You really have.
I don't.
Yeah, well, you have.
I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for you, so.
Oh, and I feel the same way. You inspire me, and you make me like politics more. How's that?
Well, then my work is better than a lot of people here in Illinois, so.
I respect your policies, and it's amazing. And keep in touch, okay?
All righty. You too, Francine. All
right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Fawn from Virginia.
What's your first name?
Fawn, pronounced like a little baby deer.
Oh, I love that. Fawn. From Virginia?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a niece in Virginia. She loves it. She's living in Norfolk, I believe. What's your question today, Fawn, and how'd you get that name?
Well, I was born in Bangkok, Thailand, and it actually is spelled P-H-O-N, and it means rain in Thai, and I was born on a rainy Wednesday morning. My mom didn't know what to call me, so she called me Rain.
Well, see, the angels knew what they were doing even then. Now, you have healing abilities, too. Are you using them?
I've never been aware of it.
I feel like you want to use your healing abilities in a book. Are you writing a book?
No, I'm not writing a book. I've been trying to start like a manifestation journal, most recent writing I'm doing.
Would you ever publish it?
Sure. I've considered writing a couple books in the past, but I don't know how to write. Like, you know, I'm not a professional writer.
I'm not eloquent with my writing, but they say there are great ghostwriters that would help you. You put your feelings down, and they put it into words the way they should be. Because I just have run-on sentences. But you're gifted to write. But why do you feel so lonely, my friend?
I've been single for, 4 years?
Oh, do you want a new soulmate?
Absolutely. That was actually one of my questions.
Yay, then let me pull some cards. I just feel like you have so much love to give, but man, you chose men that are tough. Is that true?
I date women.
Are women, soulmates, partners. Why do you choose such tough women?
I don't know. That's a great question.
And I think I know a little bit about it. I feel like you think you can heal them or make a difference, but they won't let you.
Right.
Was there anyone marrying you were with?
You mean...
Previously?
Have I ever been married, or has she...
No, would someone's name be Marion or Marion in the past?
The most recent person I was kind of seeing, her name is Melanie.
That's it. How long ago? You said 4 years?
Well, no, she's... I've just recently been kind of seeing her this past year. However, she's not available. She's engaged.
Oh, I just feel like you are a nice fit. Do you feel that?
I do, but...
I know. And she can be engaged, and she's not going to like this, but I feel like she's settling. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She's settling for someone who's not very much like her.
Right.
I know. Can you hang in there, my friend?
I sure can.
All right. Let me shuffle some cards and see where your life's going.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to give you three. Okay. Do you need a new job? Your first one is the ideas and inspiration card.
I'm actually testing for a promotional process, and I was going to ask you about that. I love my job that I'm at now.
But are you going to a different level of the job?
I'm testing, for a supervisor position.
Good, because When the ideas and inspiration card comes up, it's usually a new job or a different level of the job you're in. Good girl. At least we got some positive news on that front. Your next one is answered prayer. Would you pray a little more? I feel like you've forgotten to pray.
Sometimes I forget to, yes.
Do you think your prayers don't get answered?
They haven't.
Well, don't stop. And your third card is romance. In the meantime, would you have some romance? Whether it's a soulmate or not, would you go out and just be wine and dine and enjoy yourself?
Well, just like Fran, or a previous caller, who was just don't know where to go. I'm very
old-fashioned girl.
Fran
is true. I feel
is scary.
I feel you meet this person in a crowded place. So accept all invitations. Promise.
I promise. Now, can you tell me if it would be within the next year, 2 years, or?
I keep getting the number 7, so it's either in July or 7 weeks or 7 months. Let's go with 7 weeks. This person feels like they're right around the corner for you.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I'm going to say is I feel once you meet this person, Melanie may be back, and then you have to make a decision, honey.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
I know. It's not going to be pretty. I
Brandon,
know, but I'm going to leave that up to you. But I do feel you find romance again. I'm just not sure which woman you choose, so I'm going to leave that up to you. And then I drew another card from my other deck, and again, it's prayer. It says, no matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask, we're listening. So please pray. Even if you
feel
it's falling on deaf ears, it just means the timing of your prayer is off. All prayers get answered, I promise.
Okay. Francie, can I ask you one question?
You got it.
I was curious about my guide. Who would my guide be, and how can I connect with him or her? Or?
I feel it's a male. And I feel it's Native American. Yeah, you're an old soul, Miss Fawn. Do you ever see like a shadow in the room in the corner of your eye? That's one of the ways they connect with you. And you know what? You just reminded me. I might do a guided meditation next month to meet your spirit guide. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right. I think I will. I think next month, I will teach everyone who's listening how to meet their spirit guide. And it's really easy. I take you on a little guided journey. My students love it. I'm going to teach that in the class, too. So that's my topic for next month. But in the meantime, ask your guide to show you signs. You have a strong Native American guy. He's amazing.
Okay.
In fact, do you find you love to like touch Native American jewelry or artifacts?
I'm very fascinated by them.
Yeah, because that's past life for you. Usually a spirit guide has been with you before in another lifetime. And they're very familiar once you... But in the meantime, ask him if he'll show you his name. During the meditation, you'll get a name, I promise. Most people get a name immediately. We also do the little totem where you'll meet your spirit animal.
Okay.
So this will be fascinating for you. But, yeah, just keep asking questions of your guide. I need to know a little more about you. I know you're there helping me, but I need some validity. All right?
That sounds great. And Francine, you're wonderful, and thank you so much.
Oh,
I tried to get in last
you just
time.
Gave me my next topic for my next show, so thank you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you do.
All right, keep everything good in Virginia.
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Do I have one more call?
Oh, is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
You sound
it's
so
me.
Shocked.
Yay.
What's your first name?
My first name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
All right. Do I know you?
You do know me.
Excuse me, my phone is beeping. Do I know you?
You do. Yes, you do.
All right, Kelly. It's awful, but everyone sounds different on the phone to me, so I don't recognize you yet.
That's okay.
So I'll try to keep it that way until I get little hints.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah.
All right, good. What's your question?
Well, I am calling to see if there's any insight on my husband's job search. He had a fantastic interview last week and possibly a second interview, and he wants this job so much. So I'm just looking for some insight on that.
All right, let me give him a good shuffle. You know you're married to your soulmate. This man adores you, whoever he is.
Oh, believe me, I know that every day.
Good.
I
almost feel like he wants this job for you, so you'll be proud of him. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, absolutely.
All right. I'm going to shuffle the cards. Let's see what comes out. Support. Is there someone in the job that knows him already?
No. This kind of came out of the blue, and it's somebody that's starting, has their own company, but is, you know, expanded so much that they're going to have employees and all that. So, but they, you know, he had this interview, and he said it was almost love at first sight.
Someone
for the both of them.
Yeah, someone's pulling strings at this job. They want your hubby. Yep. I also, the next card is celebration. Yep. The job is his.
I hope so.
Yep. Call me when he gets it. And the next one's emerging. This job takes him to different levels. Does that make
perfect.
Sense?
It makes he's perfect got, sense, yeah.
He's got room for advancement.
Perfect.
And I also feel he has a father figure in heaven who's making sure he gets this job. Has he lost his dad?
No. Maybe it's mine.
It's your dad. There's a father figure who's pulling strings and saying, you're going to get this job.
Oh, boy. I hope so. I want this for him. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a little girl?
I do.
Is she gifted?
She sure is.
All right. Your dad's saying your child's gifted, but so are you.
Yep.
And tell your husband that your dad's getting him the job.
I will. He'll love that.
All right. Now, which Kelly are you? I have to know.
You know.
You don't have to say it on air.
Well, I sent you something today.
Oh!
An article.
You
me.
Do have a gifted daughter.
I do. I know.
And
I
I'm
going to
meet her someday.
You are, definitely. She keeps asking me all the time.
Oh, good. I got a lot of young kids that come for readings and healings now. So, call me. I know it's a done deal, Kelly.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
there's someone pulling
so.
Things in the job as well. Someone just, he wooed somebody at that job.
Well, you know, it was interesting because he has never gone through a recruiter before, and he just happened to just go with his gut, and he went through this recruiter that set him up with this interview.
Yep.
So it was rare for them and rare for him.
There you go. Divine intervention
yeah.
at its finest.
Yeah, and he really felt a good connection with them. And, you know, he's been in contact with this man, and he just wants it. He does.
Call me. We'll celebrate together. How's that?
Oh, I'd love that. That would be super duper.
All right, honey. You take care.
You too. Thank
Thanks
you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Can we squeeze in one more? Hey, Mark? Hello?
I'm not sure why she's not hearing me.
Hi.
No
time?
We're listening to Francine's Angels. Her next show is going to be on June 18th. Yeah.
Ooh, did we lose you? Uh-oh.
Okay, can
Hello?
You hear me now?
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're not...
You keep going in and out, Mark. Okay, well, thank God it's the end of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you can still hear me. I bet you can't, but I'm sending you love and hugs, and I'll see you next month. All right, take care.